Nachod Bim Shishenis. Bim Shishenis Hamani is Bholo Shanchayv. Rabbi Yisrael Chivar Shereis Adam Shumayshim. Kach Yisrael Mekar Shemishkan Lede Ezeb Ben Zuga Yehuda Mesir Shepolot Mashem Gondol. Shem Shem Mishmol Dneich Min Nachod Adam Nenu Dan Vidhi. Yeah. So this is actually we have to wait till we see the Gemara. We'll see the Gemara soon. If it's the Chayin Masakasha, the Lom of Sandu and the Gemara writer, any Madom is the Machayev Shay Alfin. He was also cheated. Where do I actually get it from? So actually in Tanakamba, in the Mishnah, it's like that. There's a stream with the Gemara writer, not stream. How do you get it from? We'll see it. The Rashash will prevent it. Somebody misses them. Soon, the Quran will leave it temporarily aside. That's we'll learn a little bit more in the Mishnah and again to Gemara. Is Mishtei Shem Echod means the same noise. When the Rashi Shem Echod means the same noise. Nochamol. Shem means noise. The Chiddush in Rashi is Shem Alfin, even though the ois, even though what he writes doesn't have any significance, any much more. No, that's Shem Alfin. There's two things. Shem is ois. Shem is two oises, Aleph Beis. Now then they have the question, does the Shem have to have any much more? Rashi says no. Aleph doesn't have any mashmos bets. Yeah. And that you don't find such a madoma, right? The Gemara says, but it's a have a meaning more. Pretend Aleph Alf does very quick when I will come to the Mishnah. Yeah, what?
Do they have to be written in the same place?
Yeah, that's also Gemara. We'll come to that later, Mishnah.
So we'll talk about later when it's part of a larger word.
Yeah, we'll come. We'll get to it. Eat of his manner is very soon. Mitzvah. We'll be Hayoy. Eat of his manner, maybe. Mitzvah. Maybe. Yeah. Mishnei Samon Yois. Achas Bidyoy Vachas Bisikwa. So Rashi learns. Samon Yois means different colors. Remember, if you look in the Achrin, there are two kisoys. Samimon Yois or Simon Yois. Samimon Echo. That's the Medrash. Atop Samimon Echo, and Ibuchaydi means colors. Samimon means colors. So Rashi learned Kaniva either with a double mem or without a double mem, akoponim, different colors, different shades. Dio is Siko. Siko is red. Dio is the red black. Good. The Rambam had a different. What? Okay, I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. Rambam has given Rambam Pesh Mishnais a different shot. Take a look at Pesh Mishnais. Simon is the Russian Rambam Shal Simon. Russian Rambam Shal Simon. Vehim Simonim. Commercial question. Vinei Od Dom. Aleph. Shire Al. Echod, Ubei Shev Al Shnaim. Yeah, cool. The Rambam has different, nothing to do with, nothing to do with, like this, nothing to do with, obviously, shades of color, hues of color, but has to do with what he's writing and for what purpose he's writing it. Cool, right? So this will go, for what purpose he's writing it. So we'll see here in Zacham soon that there's a, the purpose of the, if you want, the Melech Mashavis, or the objective of the Ksav, the different objectives of the Ksav that we'll see. Objectives and meanings to what he's writing. Meanings to what he's writing. Is, obviously the three possibilities, you can write an Ois, not just put the three possibilities on the table, divide it a little bit. You can write Ois or Oisius as part of, Oisius are the building blocks of words. Words consist of Oisius, right? So Oisius is a way to form a word. Then you can have, then, Simonius, according to Rambam, Simonius, according to Rambam, is, and then have this, then have, we'll have later, in the Sugya, Noi Tree Coin. That's what the Tavis. That's an Oisius. It also represents a word, but it's on one, not two. So one Oisius has it, that packed into Oisius the significance of a word. That's what Gilead will come to. But that goes together with Oisius representing words. making words and representing words. Then you have Simonius, according to Rambam, it's nice that the Simon. So it's not that Aleph is a Rosh HaTeris for Echod. Because, first of all, it's not. Second of all, Aleph is in Gematria 1. Bay is in Gematria 2. That's what I'm talking about. Ois that's a simon for a number. Simon for a number. That's not a word. It's a simon for a number. So therefore, sure, the Nafkimin is Nutrikoin could be. It's Chayvi, that's a shayla. If you write one Ois, because it represents the whole word. But Shtei Samonius, for sure, I have to write two. Because Aleph doesn't represent the word Echod, right? The Aleph doesn't represent the word Echod. Aleph represents the idea of one. And Beis doesn't represent the word Shtaim. It's the idea of Shtaim. It's not a word. It's not a shorthand of a word. So that's the two Simonius. Simonius. That's the point. That's the Rambam's part of Simonius. Then you have Oisius, which have no meaning. Aleph, Aleph, that's Rekha. Then you have a Beis Roshim, which we'll come to right now. B'chol oshen chayiv shalkol k'sovim v'gufan shalkol umo v'umo. After later we'll talk about if that's muslim b'chol v'shem. Shalkol k'sovim v'gufan shalkol any alphabet we call in English. Any alphabet. If what? No, for sure chayiv. For sure chayiv. For sure chayiv.
No, we have to write both.
No.
So what does
the mission
mean
by Shteis Hamanis? The single digit numbers. Single digit. Oisius, which represents Hamanis. Oma Beisil, he was Oisius El Mishum Roishem. The other question in the Mishkan in the same place. Who said? Who said? Why did they do it? Who said? Mechit Nesim. So somebody says, let's give Mishpotah. What?
So that had one Kedushin and others, no?
Why?
How do you know?
What?
Because they certainly, the Kedushin
was
supposed to the rest.
Maybe. What do you do with the Kedush 1 and Kedush 2 and stuff and don't sign from the beginning of the Heichel? Close to Kedushin, you mean? Close to Kedushin, no. So, maybe, but Mechit Shami says the Pasuk. Take a look, and the Ram brings it down. It's fascinating Mishnah. If you didn't see it, so we'll take a minute to look through it because it's a very fascinating Mishnah. V'akei Moses ha-Mishkon, ki mishpoto, v'chi yesh mishpot la'itzim? What means V'akei Moses ha-Mishkon, ki mishpoto, yesh ha-resha b'chol? It's a mishpot for the itzim? Mishnah says, yeah, the mishpot for the itzim, for the question is, the character is ochu nosei mitzofen, nosei mitzofen, lo'oi lom, ben al mitzofen, the relative place in mitzofen too. Every carriage was keep this place. Now, if you say, and bedolim inosim bedolim. Now you can say your voice. So what's the schus? Nafgemini. So kubi nafgemini. Close the kashrushim. This is near the menorah. Not in the mizbech. Not in the shulchan. Each place somehow has its something unique about it. So there once was zochel. Once the carriage is animate object was zochel to be there. It's zochel oilu. That's kim mishpat toy. That's the mishpat of the kashrushim, and they couldn't change it. Yeah, this we learned from in Tzitzis, right? Same thing. You put on the right. The don't have Tzitzis. Not the one day with Tzitzis. Taskot, but this way, the other way, backwards, right side, left side. Each side of the bag is zeichet to be in one place. Says it. But now the Yisham shall suit Shloya Chlifu. So Yisham has two meisim here. have a mice out that does be kids then. The one mice said that two families had a kriyas to come into the Nosi. Into Nosi. First family came first. And then second family. And they were said of importance. The second family became chutonim with the Nosi. So they wanted to move up a notch. And they wanted to get kedimim. So they said, no, kimishpotoi, you have the same place. Just because it became chutonim with the Nosi, it doesn't change the status. There's another maaser. The two families used to go to Chavetz, they had to turn Kamin to see the Nosi. And the second family, was second in line. They learned a lot and became the Mirichachomim. So they wanted to move up. So I said, yeah, does yeah, because Mamzit Hamchochom Kaidim, Mamzit Hamchochom Kaidim can go to Lamoris. If Torah gives it somebody academia, you call him a Pnim, you can go to Mikhlas and Ibn Pnim. Torah is academia. Torah can change the Mishpah. Okay, that's what you found here. Right in the Gemara here. But what? The carriage is not least of amazing itself. In Mishpah, they say every carriage has its place, and was there to be in that place, not to move up, not to move down. And then that's Kim Mishpatan. What? Why is it supposed to be in a specific place? It could be. It's, every place has something has a unique feature about it. But I could point him to his technology. So the Rashi said, now back to the Rashi. Second half of the Rashi. Also basically main matter, feel across the valley of Rosh Hashim is almost seen with Chai Yo. So before it's in Rashi. What? Not at the expense of somebody else, my dear friend. You want to be mildly yourself, go, but don't step on somebody else's head. Yeah. That's just foolish that there's a machlokes of Beis and Rabbanon. And clear in the Lashon Rashi that machlokes of Beis is mechayev something which Rabbanon say not chayev. Correct. That's what in Lashon Rashi. Also, Rabbi Yosi, remember that Afilu, even Afilu, because of Elo Rosh Hashem is Chayim, means Rabbanu, don't hold to that. And post it like that, because Rashi learns that Rabbi Yosi's Roshim is not a good Roshim, Rabbi Yosi's Roshim is Rishim V'Alma, a Simon V'Alma, a line, a Chavis, any kind of, anything which constitutes a Simon, according to Rabbi Yosi, is Chayim. It's Chayim. So that the so yeah, Shalem, at the Lashon Roshim, now, one more first thing. The Lashon Roshim, then, according to Rashi, has L'chayr is title two things, too much Molson. Now, I'll explain what I mean. I was going to say. Let's start first with the tachlis of the Melacha. The Beis introduces, a new tachlis in the Melacha. Correct. What's the tachlis of the Melacha? A new tachlis in Melacha's Kaisik, which the Tanakam of L'chayr doesn't hold of. The tachlis is that writing something for means of identifying the object on which the writing is being, on which the thing is being written. Correct? Until now, we spoke out, the different possibilities we spoke out, it's all in the name of communicating, you're writing down either to oneself or to somebody else, and what's being written could be either chelik of a word, or coin Rambam, a number, or we talk about no tree coin. But here, we're basically introduced the new Melachas Maseves, a new objective which we'll call in English, for lack of a better term, labeling. That the right, the Ksav is a label. It's not an option of communicating. There's no much more B'chlal in what you're writing down. The only thing is that if you make a label on the carriage, on any object, so that you can recognize the carriage, label by the label, you may not. Right, Boshe, don't state. Maybe, one second. What? No, it's not communication. You're not communicating to somebody, you're not leaving a message for somebody who's reading it. You're labeling it. It's a means of identification. The means of identification. It's a means of identification. There's no mashmo'os to the label. The purpose of writing is merely to label, to identify. There's very possible difference. There's no inherent teichen in the label. No inherent teichen in the label. It's a line. It's a line. A line. Know what it is.
Where it belongs. Where it belongs. The next person will know where it belongs.
It's just an oifin. There's no inherent message in that. Variety could be anything. It could be a Greek letter, a Latin letter, a Chinese letter, a line, a triangle, a square, a circle. So there's no. If it could be anything in the world, so that's what I'm calling a label. It's not monolingual. He's not wasting his time and wasting his ink. He's not being a Gaelic. But it's not communicating anything. There's no teichin to what's written other than the label. The label is a teichin, b'seder. When I call it a label, that's what I mean. The teichin consists of nothing more than the label. And mele doesn't have to be the chalokim of a word or a former word. It's not integral parts of a word. What? No, not at all. If you're lying, Rashi says. A semen, be almo. What? Nothing more. There's no teichin to it. It's merely a label. This carriage is the first carriage, second, third, and this carriage goes next to the second two kosher. It could be two lines of the first two kosher, and then triangles, and squares, and circles. So he has a system. No, where to put his carriage? There's no teichin to the ksav. The ksav has no teichin. If you take that and put it somewhere else, has no significance at all. Mashenke, if they shesh, or aleph beis, or notriko, or anything else, to put it on a different surface, so the significance it has there too. That's what I'm calling a label. It's a very positive idea. Doesn't, again, he's not wasting his time, wasting his ink, but there's no teichin that's out, and it's possible. That's the chiddush of Abayi. He's not mele. Rashi now comes, and Rashi says there are two nekudas in chiddush of Abayi. One is that in the Mishnah in Abayi we learn another objective. It's not that he's talking about chirishon. He's not talking about Chavisha B'Kaka, he's talking about Kaysev. We're in Kaysev, we're talking about Kaysev. But different purpose, Kaysev serves a different purpose, different objective. Mele, basically says, being that would, so he calls it Roshim, not like this. In the Forge in Rashi, the Roshim is, the one word Roshim is Kailos two Shidushim, two Nyonim. Number one, the purpose of the what he's writing, the what we just said. And number two, in Mele, we don't need Kaysev B'Kaka. We don't need Shemois or Oysias. I feel the same one name. Feel nothing more than a line. Any semen, anything which serves as a semen, like a semen in Bob Mitzvah, in El Mitzvah, anything which serves as a semen on the carriage is chayiv. If he makes two of them. And Rebbe says, that's what he did in the Mishkan. Correct? So that does lead in Rashi, two things. The two are told, Mishkan told his Rebbe
Zeh. So as Rashi put this in Aikimo?
What?
On Kosev, I'm not supposed to go to Kosev.
What kind of Rashi on Gimel? That's what I'm saying Rashi here first. That's not Rashi here. Close.
Yeah,
what? So if this was Nikla Hatev, now we'll turn to Rashi on Gimel. Okay.
So what? So that's why we're
trying to finish. Not even Kedain Shimachas. It was Chas Nishas, Mahmish, Shlom Shul. Okay. So the question was raised, what's Rashi want to find Gimel? So let's take a look. Look at the Rashi to find Gimel. And now, for what you said, it's very clear what Rashi wants. Kosev u'meichek. L'kamon, the forest, remind me by the Mishkan, Shken, Reishmin, Al-Kashem, Mishkan, Leida, Ezer, and Zugay. Kosev, Oiz, Dibzu, Vais, Dibzu, Meichek, Kom, Shetor. The Emes like this, before we get into Rashi here. But Rashi's coming from the Gemara on normal base. Let's take a look at the Bryson, because Gemara on base. Let's finish. The Gemara came on brings the base here more Barikos than the Bryson. Omer base, if Chim Shum Kaisa Bukhaev, or Ein Rechaev Elm Shum Reshem, Shekein Reshem Al Kashe, Amish Kon, Reide Eiz, Hi Ben Zuba, Lefi Choch, Sora Tvita Achaz Hashem Nesorim, Oye Shtei Tvita Eiz Al Nesa Echot Chaev. Right? So that both things are enforced in this advice here, in the advice. The purpose and the chidush that doesn't have to do out of voices. And that's very interesting. Why? It's very interesting here. Why the Gemara says, L'fichoch tzorat tzvitachat ha-shtein yisori eshei tzvita is al-nesen echot chayim. It means that according to Rabbi Yossi, the tziruf, since Rabbi Yossi, what's right in l'fichoch? So it's possible. What's right in l'fichoch is like this. Since the Rabbi Yossi was mechadish, that the teichen of iksav is not words of communication, but merely labeling, making identifying mark. So says right away, there's no halacha that has to go together. It doesn't be negging the effort, which is more vital. That Ashnei Lucha Pinchot, Ashnei Kvesle Abayis, doesn't have to be one flat surface. The two issues don't have to be in the same place. But they have to be shaykh one to another. There's more here. And the Mishnah Kuvdal Dumbeis. Take a look at Kuvdal Dumbeis. Hashnei, the third, fourth line in the Mishnah. Hashnei Kaisley Zobius, Hashnei Luche Pinkos, Veinegin Zemze Chayut. If you're writing Oisius and the Mishnah would have written Oisius, that'd be Neg, what's Negin? Read. Read. They have to come together. The reader, the Koyrei, has to be able to put together two Oisius. If the Oisius can't put together, so it remains that he wrote the Nois Achas, then he wrote the Nois Achas. Zot Siruf. Says Achayim, the Shir is Shtei Oisius. Hakkes is Shtei Oisius is Chayim. Ois Achas is not Chayim. It's not Chayim. Now what if the two Oisius has to be a Siruf between them in the way they were written. So that's what the Mishnah says here. Shnei Kosis Ovi, Shnei Zuche, Pinchos, Vinneg, and Zem, Zechayim. So Emes, that doesn't have to be on one flat surface. It could be Shnei Kosis Ovi. It could be two there's not pages, but services and Pinchos. As long as Negin Zemza. If, on the other hand, the Mishnah at the end says, Achas Bot, Achas Bekoyo, Shnei Kosis Ovi, Shnei Tavet Pinchos, Vein Negin Zemza, Potu. If it's on two pieces of paper, then the Gemara says underneath, then the Gemara says, take a look in the bottom, Kuvdal, Kosa Omer B'Ami, Kosa Vois Achas B'Tvei Vois Achas B'Tzipo Yichayov. As long as they can come together, right? If you have a piece of paper, he writes on one piece of paper in Tverio, then he goes to Tzipo and writes on another piece of paper. So there, they are theoretically negging them there, because all you do is bring the two pieces of paper together. But then can't write one voice on that one. In other words, in this one, those Oisus will never get together. They're not the Be'etzim, not negging them. Don't say the Mishnah. That's in the Mishnah. But all this is when you're writing Oisus, the purpose of which have to come together, which have to be negging them there. Negging them there. Rashi says negging. Negging them there. Negging them there. Yeah, they have to be with tariff to form some unit. Okay. Now, so in Rabbi Yossi, that's not true. Since that's only if the objective of the Kaisim Nachas Mashavis is the toichen of Oisius. So you have to create a toichen of two Oisius. A toichen of one Oisius is not enough. The toichen of two Oisius. A toichen of two Oisius is not. It's not two oisius, but then the toichen means the bitziv that we mistarif to make a toichen of two oisius bedavke, not one and one, but a toichen which arises from two oisius having been written. Now, in Rabbi Yossi L'Chaira, you don't need that. Rabbi Yossi says the purpose of oration is to identify chavis, identify kevis, identify board, identify anything. It could be crucial because they identify the mishkan. There's no message, no communication method, no unit of communication which arises from the two Oisius being together. So in Rabbi Yossi, it's a shir. How many simonim do you have to write? According to Rabbi Yossi, we have two simonim. The grad in the Mishkan, that's why the Gemara speaks out, Lefi Koch, it's very interesting. Lefi Koch, each one's a chiddush. Sorat, each one is a chiddush. Sorat, Shvita Achas HaSeneh Sorim, or Yishtei Shvita HaSeneh Rechot. Each one is a chiddush. What's a chiddush? Shvita achad ha-shenei sorim means that the two boards, regardless of whether they're together, not together, l'choyer, because they identify, they make an identifying mark on two crushim and two boards. That's what they did in the Mishkan. Now they can identify the two of them. Oy, says the Bryce, say shvita ha-nesh rechol. What's the chiddush in that? It's a chiddush. Dark in Rabbi Yossi, not in Rabbanon. In Rabbanon, you wouldn't say, not only if you write it on two services, even if you write it on one service. One punkt forget. One service of choice time, the Chiddush is on two services. The negim and the in Rabbi Yossi, punkt forget. Since the Rabbi Yossi's ration is to make an identifying map on the chetz, on the service, so then he made one already. Well, what's the other one add? So maybe if it's a shir of shtayim, means you might have thought, maybe, would have thought, you have to identify two objects by making two simonim. So the Rabbi says, no, that's not necessary. Even if you make two shvitas, one necessary is also chayiv. But suppose that the chiddush, three shvitas on necessary echot, is the chiddush of Dachl, according to Rabbi Yossi. Right, everybody understand that? According to Rabbanon, the Shei Yossi is a unit of toichen. It's a unit of toichen. So there, the poster case in which when they write together, aleph base, here it is. Mashengen Freil and aleph here in the base, here it's a chiddush and yichayiv. Why is the chayiv? Because negim zemzeh. You can bring them together and the negim zemzeh. According to the base, it's punkt forget. The whole melachas mashavis, akopon, that's melachas mashavis of the way it was in the Mishkan, we learned in the service of Kosef on Mishkan, in which we're writing, the Simon was an identifying mark on the Chavis. You have to do two, the serious time. That's the serious time. So you would have thought maybe the serious identified two objects, with an aleph, or with a line and a line. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't have to identify two objects. Two streets and one S is also Chavis. Also Chavis. That's the Chiddush.
What's the purpose of those two streets?
I don't know, like a strong semen. I don't know.
Could it be like one for like one side of the carriage, one for that side, or the one for the carriage?
But
not,
it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. That's too big of a deal. It doesn't have to be. Once if she was given in Stein, the rest said Stein even one's also high. Even though there's a Rishami like this. That's in law like this. Rishami says, the Chayim brings down. The Figayam brings it down. He says that. The Figayam calls it because of Aleph Alpha. Two costs of Aleph Alpha. So the Mephoshim Mishami of the Mutzah, what's the name of the school? Alpha Alpha. So Alpha means in Greek, like alphabet. Aleph and Alpha, Alpha. A-L-P, okay. What's a filu? What's a filu? Different Shotim. So he said, Aderach Zul like this, that, but those are Isis, not Simon. Those are Isis. Those are Isis. That's the truth of what we're talking about. I'm mentioning Aderach Agir. What's a filu Aleph Alpha? So the Figyam wants to say that means that Bemis, the purpose of writing the Alpha, the Aleph, was an Aleph that represents, not Aleph of a word, but it represents something. Lav Davki identifies the Chavis, but it represents something, like you write Sug Aleph, anyway, this is a Sug Aleph carriage, or identify, it doesn't make a difference, whatever it is, but an Aleph which stands for something. So to write one of them is Achai, you have to write two. There we learned in the Mishnah, Shei Samonius. You have to write two. But you have to write, but again, Nochem, the Aleph is something, it stands for something. So what if he said, let's say you want to write it, I mean, he puts deeper behavior. So you want to make you want to communicate that which is Munach in Aleph in two languages, in Lashon HaKodesh and in Greek. So really writing the Latin Greek is just a repetition of what you communicate with Aleph, and they communicate in the same way with Alpha in Greek. So not being Moisif. And not being much of anything. Not writing a word. Just making writing this is Sug Aleph, or this is the first one. Whatever else stands for. So you write an A, right? A also A communicates the same thing. The Shabbos Mechadish, even though there's in terms of communication, in terms of Teichen, he hasn't been much of anything when you wrote Aleph and Alpha, I would be Chayim Stulchayv. That is part of the Aleph Alpha. Okay, now come to get you to the ideas here.
Where is the share of two companies? Just the label.
Say like this. If the share is in terms of words, there's no word less than two aces. So it's poshut, two aces. That's poshut. And then we'll see that will bring us back to the Aleph Aleph, or the Chai, it's Chai or not. So if Kol Zman dealing with words, so two aces could be a svar. Could be a svar. And what Rashi calls on top of them, very Zoyler's kind. You've created what we called a long time, a few weeks ago, a unit of significance. This is something has been called a unit of significance is two. In Rabbi Yossi, Tagging Dersi Kosov, we have to know that. Where's Gamba?
That's
a good question. Where's it come from? If it came to be a significant thing without two, like a representative, like what Rambam brings out, Simonius. Simonius is not a chayv.
Simonius
is in two. Even Simonius is in two.
So why there? It should be significant
in itself. Yeah, that's the question. That's the question. That's we had a question for you. Good question. Okay, now turn back to Rashi 9 Gimel. Now look at Rashi 9 Gimel. That will understand what Rashi wants here. Kesev Amoichei, Gilchamu Nefoish, Ramami Boi, the Mishkan, what's it needed for? Shekein Reshmin Al, Kashi Mishkan, Leita Ezer Ben Zugay, Kesev Ezer Zug, Ezer Zug, Meshe Kvarim Shek, Meshe Kvarim Shek, What did Rashi do here? What did Rashi do here? Rashi did here. See, everybody look at Rashi now in Gimel and Kosev and Chal Godol. What did Rashi do? Rashi took something from a page from a Beresi's Kosev. Page from a Beresi and he put it into Rabbanon. Right? What did he do that for? He takes the Beresi's Mechas Masheves, the Beresi's objective, and he puts it in the title of the Mishnah. So Claude, this is Shitas Rashi and fits in the Shitas is very good. We said like this, when we first read the Beisi, we said that in the Rashi and the Beini, the Beisi in the Mishnah there tells us two things. Necessarily. We wouldn't have known about it. Beisi tells us two things. Number one, the objective of the Melacha, Koma. And number two, the Chepsa, the physical Chepsa that he makes. And the two of mistletoes ever said, since the objective of Melacha, Beisi was Mechadish to us, is labeling, not communicating, so mele, the label can be a line, any kind of a sim, any kind of a sim. Now, Rashi already came Rashi in the Kavodal, and Rashi said like this, Be'emes, the Machleg is only about one of those two chidushim. But the first word of Rashi said, Rabban not Chaylik. It's only in the Asha Alkein that the Chaylik. The Hainu, the three Rashi here in the Mishnah, Rabban also ask him that, Hey Yoris, that the Mokha, Rabban don't have a different Mokha because in the Mishkan other than the Koshim. And for what purpose did the labor question? Rashi only had one purpose. There was only one purpose in labeling question. Kimish potoy, you know, like Mishami says, Kimish potoy. And what the label was, a means of identification. So really, that's what Rashi wants to tell you. Rashi is tightening up the Lechus Machshavis, the objective of Kosev. It's Lav Davke. Kosev doesn't have to be communicating in writing. But not that type of Ksav. The Ksav can be Rabbi Yossi's Kosev is true according to Rabbanan too. But the Machloikis Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan is that Rabbanan say B'daf Kosev. Hagam, the Melech's objective was labeling, but you don't reduce the Melech to any kind of simon. It has to be Yossi's. In the Mishkan they made Yossi's. The Rabbanan held, they knew, in the Mishkan they made Yossi's. So it's Geblibin Azoi that Rabbanan of the two Chidushim Rabbi Yossi, Rabbanan agreed to the first one. What the Melech's Mashavis is. But it's Avo Bichain, it has to be only Oisius. The male who says Poshut, right, it's Poshut, why Rashi in the Mishnah says, now come back to that, Aleph Aleph, Be'em Shemechot. So since the Rabbanan agreed to the etzim yisoid. There doesn't have to be any teichim. Melachas kosev etzim doesn't mean conveying information that can have a teichim in itself. So make alef alef is also chayv. We don't care. That's not a word. There's no such word alef alef. I the gemara on base and the brayse only gives examples of words. Sheish tat teis rav gad chach. So the Rashash says already, we'll come to the Bryce and we'll see him. Rashash says already, it's Teres Amiti. That there's not something else going on, which we touched upon a few weeks ago. And then it's in Azari 2, so we spoke about it here too. That the Bryce is talking about cases in which the Chalchila, his intention was to write a table, to write a word. His intention, the original intention was to write a word. So now, if he writes something, so that goes into his Melachas Mashavis. If he intended to write a word, there's not a Mechaim Shem Kosev if he writes something which is not a word. A word means something which has inherent Teuchen. Teuchen of Mashmos to the Oisius. Not just a purpose of labeling as Oisius. He wanted to write a word. He wanted to write Daniel, Shmuel. He did only half. So here we say that has to be in the Shem Yishimin, or the Dalit, it's like Dalit Miteches. It has to be a unit of significance of communication of Teichen to what he the Mixas that he wrote. That's Achas Mehenu. That's the Sugi here. But that's all because the Chalchile, his Machshava wants to write a word. So if he does less, then he won't be Chaim. So, now, Ma'ash Yesh Lain, the Fizeh Yesh Lain, good, it's not a Kashin, yeah, but yes, Lion. So why, if we've had the Yukim were correct, the Yukim Brace are filu, so a street achat a shen so, a slay street is not filu, so a street achat a shen so, a slay street does a nes echat, the kundra bay seed. The second thing is a big chesh. Mashenken a kundra bond and the Mishnah says, has to be negim zem zeh, yes, I know kundra actually, why is that be negim zem zeh? That's a shiloh, that's a shiloh. Why is that be negim zem zeh if a bond and agree with the Melachas Mashavis of a bay seed? that we learn out from Mishkan in which they wrote the Oys, the purpose of writing Oys was to label the Kroshim and not be dafka to create words. Right? That's the Rashi of Ein Gimel. So why is the Mishnah in Kuvdal and Rebbe say that it has to be Negev Zem Zem? So you have to, add something. Like this. That it's taki true that the Melech Moshev is not to create a word. But nevertheless, there's another impulsion, another nikudin to the Melech Moshev. That the akoponim, if it's on two surfaces, has to be, they have to be achieved. Because in the Mishkan, they did it to match up the question one to another. But the point was, the Shtelzer put the first one, then the second, third, and fourth. It was labeling for the purpose of Shtelzer to one to another, making it see for making a sequence of question. That's time a noise here, a noise there. A noise on the carriage here, and a noise on the chavis, on the uris. He wrote two oises. No, the two oises, at least according to one for sure, the two oises in the Mishkan had a tziruf. Again, the tziruf was not for the purpose of creating a word. The tziruf could be for one of two reasons. The tziruf normally, in writing, in communicative writings, the tziruf was to make a word. Aleph beis, av. So the aleph here and the beis here, there's no av. A word hasn't been created. In the Mishkan, Rashi and Mufut, and Van Gim, we don't have to create a word. But nevertheless, in the Mufut and the Mishkan, there has to be a tzivu between the two ices. So we're saying obvious. Obviously, the answer is like this. The answer is that the tzivu is not to create a word, but nevertheless, in the Mishkan, there was a tzivu between the two ices that they made, to be able to appear together, two questions. So maybe it's not negative. So I'm saying you're missing that aspect of the case that they have in the Mishkan.
Yes.
At the Kotel Lema.
So you had one character, two separate parts.
And now Nochamos, the same thing. Now we're saying that this Nikuda, that's a good question. This is what we said. So it's on the same surface. For some reason, he wants to write Aleph on the same surface. He's Chayiv, even though that goes back to the Chiddush of the Yishalm and everything else. That once it's on the same surface, even though one is superfluous, one that doesn't, it's not Moisif, but if he wrote two Oisis in order to identify something, he's also Chayiv. Even though he could have gotten along with one alpha would be enough. So it's like one street would be enough. Just like Rabbi Yisrael says, two streets are necessary for life. So the bonus Yisrael is now worse than Rabbi Yisrael's street is. So two and one together, since they are together, it's amazing.
So the tziruf by the kashim is the tziruf of the kashim, or the tziruf of the letters by putting the kashim together? Even though it's not read as a
word. It has to be a thing between the two oises. So that's what purpose? I don't know what I'm saying. It has to be a thing that we have to be able to come together. In the Mishkan, the reason it had to come together was in order to know this goes next to that. This aleph goes to that aleph base, whatever it was, aleph base, whatever system they had there. But the two oises had a thing between them, that they were talking negin zem zem. But not for the purpose of communicating, but for the purpose of identifying. And that's about the positive vote. Once you have the vote, very simple.
So why the Rabbanim needs to be OCS exactly? If they agree to the first Kiddush?
What?
If they agree to the first
Kiddush,
why do they need OCS
Dafka?
Why do they need letters?
I said in the Mishkan, they didn't make lines. They made OCS. So nothing less than that. Now let's turn to the Rambam Shlita Rosh. Rambam has different Shlita Rosh. Rambam Pesach is nice. Just add one thing from the Gemara already. We'll finish this, then we'll take care of this. The Gemara in Mavur, we learned in the Gemara that the Gemara in Mavur that the Kondor Beshi smells chayiv. Kosav be smells chayiv. So Kondor Rashi tells like this. What's the kind of Kondor? We don't speak about this in the Gemara now. Kosav before the Gemara, Kosav be smells chayiv. The Kondor Beshi. The two kindes. The Gemara makes one is. Talk about the Shaili B'Shayodov, then Mitzvah Shaili B'Shayodov, or what's the controversy? What's the controversy? So Drashi, Gloy Boy, Ksiv El Roshim Balmo, who be smell El Roshim Mir Havim. So controversy is go posh. Controversy is very simple. Controversy, what's smell of Dura Bersi? Because it's posh. This is a closed nigga halacha that what am I going to say? There's a halacha of shalai gederach. Shalai gederach and all malachas. The particulars of shalai gederach vary from malacha to malacha. Right? Each malacha has a shalai gederach. Heitzah, chavayis, it's a bishul. Also, bishul. Bishul b'chamos, it's a vod of shalai gederach. So each malacha has this gedom of what's gederach, what's shalai gederach. Writing, you write with your right hand, and not with the left hand, because that's come out good. That's come out as good. Unless somebody's ambidextrous, which is how both, it's like Akedarach. Both Akedarach, that's Shalom Bishayotov. Right. So it's a... whether it applies to Stam and to Gad is a different story, but that's a certainly maspic to understand the Loch here. It's a, again, it's about the Shalom Akedarach. So the Pshat, the Poshat, the Pshat in the Gemara is, that's only if what you're creating is writing. Then there's an union of penmanship, of making of your right with your right hand and the left hand. It's like that. How you do it? But if what being created is a simonim, not oisius, which is rabbeis shita, then a simon is no difference in the echos of the pulu and the nifal. What you do with your right hand and your left hand, it's like no difference whether you pick an apple with your right hand or left hand. Just like gimnachas ksivya. There's no vote with the small, it's not shalai gederach. The other I find I'm shalai gederach. In Syria, with your mouth, with the chavez, with your feet, will be shalai gederach, maybe. Maybe. And chavez, each malach has a gedom, it's shalai gederach. So in the left hand in Kreutzer is not shalai gederach, and within the left hand in Rabez is not shalai gederach. That's possible. That's possible. The shaila is like this. The shaila is like this. The shaila is like this. So. Now look at the Nochemot. Api Dao Kein and Rashi. Go understand it better. So, what if he writes a ksav? What if he writes letters going to base? Is it chayiv? What if he wrote the letters with the left hand? Then what is chayiv? Why is it chayiv? The letters didn't come out so good. Tell us this, since the base was machadish, the kaisev includes simonim. Include Simon, that has to be Bedavko. Isis, I love Bedavko. So every year says, Loy Hail with Simon. Since the basically the Ikimach service, which the one from Mishkan was to label, and doesn't have to be Isis, so just because he wants to make Isis doesn't mean that he can pat himself on Machatos if he makes noise with his left hand. Because had he made a line with left hand Mikhaim, so he makes a few lines or makes a circle and he wants it to be Alabes Gimel. He's writing Isis Mamish. So he's not going to pat himself just because it's a schwacher looking ois, but as a simon, it's a good simon. Right? Rabbi says, ois says, lo yehel simonim. And if he makes simonim with left hand, it's chayim. So even if he makes ois with left hand, it's also chayim, even though it doesn't look good. Now, the Rabbonon, there's no cash in Rabbonon, the Rabbonon is good. The Rabbonon, even though according to Rashi, the Rabbonon holds that the Mlechas Mashavis, the Rabbonon holds of Kaisi, is similar to that of Rabbi Yossi. Namely, that has to be more than labeling. It could be more if he wants to do more, but this has to be more. But nevertheless, since the Rabbanu holds Davka Ois is, the Ois has to be written like an Ois, and the Ois not written, even though you have to write an Ois properly, even though the purpose is not to write a word. The purpose of writing Ois is to make a label. But since it's Bedavka Ois, and anything less than Ois is not Chayiv, so the Ois written with smell is like it. That's going to us. Avobichain, since it's enough to make a simon, to make a roishim, to a roishim, a rishim of something. And that's mechayivim, so every oiz is a rishima plus. So he wanted to make a rishima plus. So the plus didn't come out so good. It doesn't make a difference. So he made a rishima. And the rishima is chayivim, but that's with left hand. So he made a rishima plus, a rishima in the form of an aleph. So it's not a the rishima. Since the aleph is not a gerei the rishima, the fact that the aleph is a shvacha looking aleph is not a gerei, the fear for roishim.
In terms of accomplishment, you look at more, but in concrete terms, if he wants to write an oil, he wants to write a table, the word. So if he writes less than a table, he's not a chayv.
Now, so your case would be somehow or another he intended to write with his right hand, and he ended up writing with his left hand. So, he was Messiah to us and started writing with his left hand. So then he can declare he, for some reason, he didn't do what he wanted to do. He took the pen in his left hand. That's what he wanted to do. So he did what he wanted to do. There's not lawyer Savita Machavta. Right, well, your case is he wanted to write an ois with his left hand. He did that. So he wanted to write a Shvach ois. He's not patent just because somebody else would have written with his right hand. Controversy, this is. If you want to write a table and you end up not writing a table, it's a lawyer Savita Machavta. So the only comparable case would be if somehow he forgot to put the pen in his right hand, he put it in his left hand. So then yes, Lotan maybe in Rabbi Yossi. It's a lawyer Savita Machavta. Right?
No,
the way did the Mason, not really also.
So over here, why are we going about the fact that there's a symmetry? People don't write smart with the left hand either.
First of all, they do. There's no, the right hand, left hand, just like it's just like Min Hastam. Just like Min Hastam, if you're picking an apple, use your right hand. Because that's what you do all your pools with. But nevertheless, doesn't make using the left hand, so look at that.
I never use the left hand.
What?
I write never use the left hand ever, but usually I use the left hand.
And it's like, both. There's sometimes the way you look at the result, sometimes you look at the way you're doing it. So that the result is identical. Look at the way you did it. The other things, then you look at the result. The result is well, probably not true. Look at the Rambam. In the Rambam page, Mishnah says like this. The Rambam says, Yeah, the Chesmet and Mario, the Tachos, Masha, Moinim, Shom Chof, where he created Malkarish, Rishon, Mitzidah, Echad, Aleph, and then Beis. Then they went to the Achron, which is Chof, came to Cain, who, then there was a, yeah, read a few more lines. Mish Kosev Keshechad, Yud Aleph, and Shesh is, the Kochad, Yud Teres is Chai, Mishum Roy Shem. Now, what Nav Gimina says Rambam, was it Kosev Roy Shem, to Al Toy, to Elis, Hayos, Mishum Kosev, Mishum Roy Shem? Pedas Emir Shum Kesev is Chayiv Al Shtei Esis Kisikosav Sivashav Shagiv Chakosav Esis Melon Achas and Chayiv Ochab Sachas Vishim Loch Achas Vem Shum Reshem Main Reshem Ovis Melochas Chayiv Shayim Ram Lund of Esi Kans Kesev and Reshem is two separate Ovis Melochas Two Ovis Melochas in his meaning of Ovis Melochas is Kesev and Reshem.
Is it
Abba
Dayme or like a 40th
Abba? Says Chayiv Shayim. So, yeah, according to Esi.
From
the basis, so just like Zeri Boy Mirakeid, just like Zeri Boy Mirakeid, Chayv Shtayim, because they're both, all three of those included, even though they're similar, and even though they could have been told us, like we learned when we spoke about Baruchos, right, with the Rebbe and Baba Kamen, they could have been, so the Bereshi holds the Kesef Rebbe, same thing, it could have been a told, but it's not, it's not a told.
It
says Chayv Shtayim. Says Chayv Shtayim, we have a dream, it's a, so the cloud, that cloud godel, lois and mochs, abe vein moch, achas, and chayv achas. That would be in effect. First mission, cloud godel. The Rambam says, before it's going to be chayv shtayim. So it must be that they counted in his mini. Let's assume he has 39. If he goes over 39, it might be. We had already that it's very possible to be hitting 40. If you get 40, you get 41, too, for that matter, I guess. Sakabonim with the vice says, not all the time, not all shit is put a limit of 39. Sakabonim, that's relevant. But says in the Rambam, before it's chayv shtayim. According to the Rambam, what?
The end of Tisros Kofar revealed in the Paris that said, even though it says one Abmalacha, you should be Chayv Shayim, Al Tzach Naso, Al Tzach Naso, even though it's one Abmalacha, the reason here it has to be a separate Abmalacha.
Rambam says two of them.
Can we say that? Some of that idea.
What?
Can we say some of that idea?
That's fair, she did. Mine, Roy Shayim, Al Tzach Malacha, says Rambam. That's the street to the woods of Amma.
You're trying to say that Dr. Roshim is an
Says Chayiv Shtayim. Kosev and Reshem are two overs. Says Chayiv Shtayim. So it means the Kosev is one, Reshem is another.
Saying
like,
this,
it's one, that's right. Meaning, that means that, let's understand now. The Rambam do so some a little bit. The Rambam had the lesson that put this lesson Rambam now back. We have two things. We have the Mishnah and the Brisa. And the Mishnah said, the Mishnah, the Ram says in the Beis Yid that Chayiv Shtayim. Okay, but the point L'Choyo, but the Pshat is the Beis Yid Mizbayer the way we had before, in Mubar Rucha, in the Beis Yid. Kuf Gimel Beis Nochamo. In Kuf Gimel Beis, the Ram can't ignore this. Zero basis, shows the regisita. And the El Mishum Roshim, Ken Rosh Makashim Mishkon, the figure of Sarat Shita Achas. So everything will go back, it's still the same thing. We go back that the Rambam has been masking. The Rambam has been masking that Rabbeis Mechadesh Nichlal and Rabbeis Chidush is that we're not limited to Oisis. We're not limited to Oisis. Any kind of Rishimo, any kind of Roishem or Rishimo is Chayiv, that's a foolish. Figur Siddachas, it's sweetest, two sweetest of Chayiv, correct. That's, so then Rama Dimash with that. Number two, the other thing that Moses says is that Chayiv is small, that also Rama can't deny that. It's going to raise the Chayiv is small. What Mashma, what Rama doesn't speak out, is something which is enforced in Rashi. Rashi is confused that Rabbanu don't hold of a Shvita. Shvita. Sometimes it's a Shvita. Chayiv is Zichron al Chayiv. Zichron al Chayiv Pashkos. That's put in Rashi. Now, what does Rabbanu hold about that? I don't know. Yachol again. Rashi didn't emphasize it so much. What the Rambam emphasized in the Perush Mishnah is it's only what needs to understand the Mishnah. The Teresa is Chayiv Mishum Roshim. But I'm just speaking of something that's not clear in the Rambam. Okay, but what's the unfortunate in the Rambam is that the Chayiv says that the Rabbanon have a Tolda version. Right, this is the main point. I'm going to come to the main point. This is something with Roshim on Rashi. The Rabbanon have a Tolda called Roshim. And looks like the Rambam at the end says the difference between the Rabbanon is that he calls it Rav, and they call it the Tolda. They call it the Tolda. In fact, if you look in Yad, the Rambam has a Tolda, but a different Tolda, not of lines, but a Tolda of Tziyurim, right? That's the Rambam here. The end of Pergad Aleph, Roshem Tolda, and Magamish says, it's coming from his Perush Mishnayos. Roshem Tolda is Koseifu. Ketzad or Roshem? Ketzad. Or Roshem is Shomim Vetsuiz Be Koseil. Besheshach Ketzad Be Amdash Atzayorim Roshem. Reza Chayuf. He says with Shomim Matzuas, but you get the version of the Dafke, some kind of Matzua, not some away. I have the impression again, Deoch, that's a Yorim Roishman. It's Chayim Mishum Kosev. And so that the Magi Mishnah says. Perish of Bain, the Perish of Mishnah, that's a basically Shavishim Abif and Atzmoy. Emeinu lo hakumish. I'll tell this guy said. And Rashi perish perish achim. Now we come to the shell of the Michas Chinuch. And that is that if Roshim is called the Kohen Rabbonon, Kohen Rashi, it's a nav. So this. Nochem, a fortune is more that Kveisev Shereis is b'smoil is chayv Kohen Rabbonon. Even though he's a righty, the right will serve then it's chayv. It's Chayim Mishum Roshim. Any Roshim doesn't have, it's not limited to Yemin. Shmuel is Chayiv. Because lo yehi elu Rishimo. Lo yehi elu Asmito Achaz, that we explain. According to Rambam, the Rabbonim also Mechayiv Rishimos. Pashtos, what the verse says now, the Rabbonim is included in Tolbis. If somebody writes an ois, somebody writes letters, words, with his left hand, it's potter. That's potter, according to that imposing moral. According to Rabbonon, what if somebody makes a Rishima with his left hand? Rabbonon says that Rishima is as a tolder, Roshim is a tolder person. So what if he uses his left hand to make a Rishima? That's Shali already in Machas
Chinuch. Why is it not a vice of Rishima?
The Shali is like this. Shali is not, in the Shali, it's impossible to say that a toldu would be, let's say, more chomor, quote unquote, than the Av. The Av, if he does the Av with the left hand, if he writes two aces with the left hand, he's potter. He's potter. Kaysev is smiley, potter. Potter. What about Roshim? What about Roshim? So Michas Chinuch goes with his man says that toldu can't be more chomor than the Av. The Afigayam says in the Lachor Dvarim Mishavre, he said, this is not Chumim and Kula. This is totally on what the objective is. If the objective is Kosev, and Kosev means writing, or is just communicating through Tzav, then there's about the penmanship, and there's the Gederach, the general Lach of Gederach expresses itself specifically in Kosev by saying in the Lach that the Yemin is Chayim and Smol's Potom. That's if the objective is writing letters. But if he's making Yushimits, and the Kohen Rambam make Yushimits also Chayim, it's also Chayim, so then we'll have to end his poultry. We'll be chayiv. Why not? He did a gederach. Why not? Why is it supposed to everything with your Indian? Elo my measure. But that's what you would think. But what Lachoy, my fiash line is like this. That you just look at the Raman here. The Raman's Roshim is Roshomim Metzuras Gederach Hatsayorim Roshim. That's the episode Gederach Hatsayorim. Tsayorim don't paint with the left hand. Paint is paint with the right hand. Paint is paint with the left hand. So it could be like this. The Rambam in the Yad may be limiting Roshim, which is told the question, to a painting. Or it says, if that's correct, then the Rambam they need to have the right hand. Okay. Now let's go back to we have like this. Now we have the Braisa. Vos Achas. Elma vidu matzino. Elma vidu shayesi es vein shay shemis un mechayev. Shayesi es vein shay melchot. Le mechayev. Rashi says shayesi es vein shay melchot. Ki goin. Shayesh mi shayshach. Now we're getting to the shalav of voice of words and voice races. Teish mi titnon chach mi chachim. Le mechayev gandok ad vidu chad mi hanoch. So we have the more big device but then there was an achas, yachat lito, if kol shem, at yachat beget, at yasek, kol nabu, the name of meachas. If meachas, elch bilu, elch kotze, elch achas, elch bilu, 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 okay, so nechav lito, if shem, kotin, mi shem godol, shem, mishimin, shmu, noach, minocha, right. That's it, this is the first time of Kamal. The first day, the first time of the Bresh. Then you have a video, if you have a kotze, elch bilu, elch bilu, elch bilu, elch bilu, he the Braisa says before, can say his taste rao gad chach. Not as a Braisa, the third sheet, he was from Kaiser Bukhai, who ended Chai Bel Mishmashim, Shkain, Rashim, and Akash and Mishkan. Figure of Sarah Svita Achas, as soon as someone says Svita, and that's Echel Chai. If Shimonai me was Achas, the Ochtim Goshem, as the Yerog of Vegas, the last one, Nabo, the Lame Achas, Machas, the Fulham, the Kos of Elo, Achas, the Lord, the Chud, the Chud, the Lame Achas, the Lame Achas, the Lame Achas, the Lame Achas, the Lame The base is the same. So it's a kind of machlokes, I call it often machlokes. Often the machlokes. How many different shittas have they? We have Vinaskal Vinayma. So, Shittas Rashi we just said. Shittas Rashi is, the Kohen Rashash, is that all this Machlag is Rabbi in the Mishnah, with Rabbi and the Bryce of same Rabbi, is what? If he intended to write a Teva Shlomo. If he intended to write Shem, Shimin, Shmuel, Bechulu, then, as a Rabbi Mashab, there's only if he ends up with two ICS, he writes a word. It has to be a word. What if you write Aleph Aleph Zalchayim? If you intend to write Aleph Aleph Zalchayim. Now in that case, within the case in which he intended to write a table, a word, so unfortunately, it's annoying. Whether he's chayiv on the double and writing an ice twice, he has to write two different oises. Now what's that machlokes talking about? What's the talking about machlokes? But foolish that the Tanakamo says two different letters. Only Shin Mem. But if he writes Chas Chas of Chachim or Tov Tov of Tit Nain, he won't be chayiv. Why not? Why not? Especially going to Rashi. Why not? Why shouldn't it be chayiv? Why shouldn't it be chayiv? What's the chant in that? Then we have like this. Then we have that in the Rambam, right? So what's the chant in that? Then we have like this. In the Rambam brings down the repeating a noise. Rambam's like this. Repeating a noise. Hakreze b'reis kfula pa'amayim u'shem echod k'meidat teis gav v'chul u'sheish sos ha'chayuv. So Aleph 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 Ram is on chayuv. The Ram disagrees with that Rashi before. That's for sure. The Ram disagrees. But hakreze b'chol the achreine v'ori medayik the mishabur is medayik and then before him too. Achreine medayik that which Rambam requires Davke creating a word is only with one ois kfula. But if it's two different oises, then they don't have to form a word. They don't have to form a word. Yeah, that's the Achrein, Mr. Bud, brings it down before. It's the same Shemem. He's been dying in Rambam too. What's the plan in that? Right. If we need a word, so what? We'll give it two different oises. If we don't need a word, so. So Aleph Aleph does that. Aleph Aleph does also be chayiv. What's the chat? Okay, we'll see him again.